Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once more for your power, for your love, for this word that we have been learning this week, trust, pistis. Help us, O Lord, just to discern it, apply it to our lives, and help us to see you clearly. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So we began this week talking about walk by faith, that phrase that Paul coined in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And as we revised it, he said a better translation of it is, for we live by trusting in God. Walk is an analogy of life. So we began, or I began sharing some of the ideas behind it. Before you start walking, you gotta know where you're going. Some of us walk about, like the Australians, just walk in circles, have no idea where you're going. But if you are going somewhere, you better know where you're going, isn't it? But before actually you pick a destination, you have to know who you are. Identity is crucial, crucial in your life, crucial in your development. And we learned that there's a composite person identity. There are multiple areas of your personality, of your identity. And many of us put in the center something. Occupation, I'm a doctor, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, I'm a student. Some of us put in the center gender, ethnicity. But I will submit to you the idea that in the center of our identity should be who you are in Christ, a child of God. If you put that in there for the believer who say, I have received Jesus Christ, I'm trusting Jesus Christ, therefore I'm a child of God. If that's your identity, if that's what you have chosen, then in the center should be that, child of God. And it will touch in all the areas of your life. So, and this is the verse that we have been using this week. So I'm going to ask you to, all of us, repeat it as we did the first day. One, two, three, and so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Seeing what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Friends, that's the key. Our eyes should be fixed on what's eternal, out of this world. We don't belong here. As a Latino, Hispanic, la raza, what else they call me, runa fibre, all of that, I have a problem. I called my friends in Venezuela, and they called me gringo. Say, talk to like a Venezuelan, man, what are you talking about? It's been 20 years. And I come here, they call me Hispanic. So where am I from? I don't belong here, I don't belong there. But let me tell you something, that should be your experience as well, because we are not of this world. You should be at odds with this world, feeling, man, I don't feel comfortable here. You know why? Because you don't belong here. We are all foreigners. We are just passing through this earth. So that's the reality that we have here. We fix our eyes on eternity and what is unseen. So here we are. Let us keep looking to Jesus. And this is a powerful passage we haven't seen. Let us keep looking to Jesus. Our trust comes from him. He's the one, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And this drawing, oh man, it's sometimes I just gotta put it away. It's kind of freaky, isn't it? It looks, but it's a, I believe it's a pretty powerful description of what this verse is talking about. We began talking about this Monday that the God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers. It's a reality, friends, that all of us have seen experiences, individuals who do not see the light. It is your responsibility, our privilege, to be ambassadors, that's what Paul says, and be that connection that allows other individuals to get to see the light. Look what's happening. This is how she my wife illustrated it. Jesus Christ is shining on the world, but there's a dark cloud that's blocking the light to come into the world. Some individuals have blindfolds in their eyes, so they cannot appreciate the light. But you and I, friends, you and I, as we love on people, as we talk about Jesus with people, as we serve individuals, as we administer the grace that the Lord has given you and me through the talents, the gifts, and abilities, as you do that, something happens in individuals who do not see the light. They begin to wonder and ponder, and little by little, that blindfold begins to get out of their eyes, just like the nobleman was able to step by step follow Jesus Christ. So, we talked about grace, and trust is the core. These are my four words, I guess, my four points that I would love to leave with you today as a summary, as an application, as next steps for you to take as you consider this word trust. How do I trust God? Do I trust God? What should I do in my life to build my trust? So the first suggestion I will leave with you is this one. Discover and activate your God-given gift. Discover and activate your God-given gifts. I was in high school. I remember the place, the chair, the classroom, the school, and the person who was seated next to me when I was taking a test, English test, and I took that book and I slammed it on my desk and I say, I hate this language. I will never speak it. I'm still struggling with it. I'm still learning. I don't know how to do it. But I tell you what happened. 1 Corinthians, Psalms 139 says this, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Lord knits you together. The Lord naturally gave you gifts, talents, and abilities. Naturally, you are born with it. It's your task to discover them. But also, 1 Corinthians 12 says this, the Lord, the Holy Spirit supernaturally give you gifts to whomever he wants to. I have experienced that in multiple areas of my life, but the language acquisition, I went to a seminary, Andrews University. Pastor Will and I probably have to take the same test. It's called PF-16, psychology test, to see if we are okay up here to be a pastor. So we've been checked up by psychologists. And they said that we are okay. However, I received the test, the results, and it said, you are going to struggle through our school. If you have any questions, give me a call. Have a good day. So what? I'm paying all this money. Are you telling me that I'm not going to make? Of course, we need to talk. So I went and talked to the psychologist, and he explained something. It was actually a good news in a sense. He said that I have a problem, a challenge, and is that I'm unable to capture abstract thinking. He said, what? What is that? There you go. The higher you go, he said, in your education, the more difficult and challenging it's going to be for you. But then I sat back and said, that explains my second grade. For me, second grade was the worst, the most difficult grade ever. I was ready to quit school. I said, Mama, school is too difficult. I don't know. 2 times 2, I don't know. Mama, leave me alone. I just want to quit now. My mama continued, persisted, and insisted. But here's what happened. As I'm talking to Dr. Swamson, he says, so how are your grades? I said, Dr. Swamson, I have straight A's. And he said, how is that possible? I said, I don't know. And then I completed a doctorate, and I have a straight A's. And I look back at what Dr. Swamson says, and I realize, wow, I stepped out in faith. I trusted God, and something happened internally that was not possible by science. Something happened in my brain that the Lord took and changed completely in order for me to be able to understand things that I wasn't able to understand. As you step out and you say, Lord, I don't understand what you're calling me into. I don't have this gift, this talent, or this ability, but in your name, I'm just going to do it because you are calling me to do it. Friends, everything that the Lord puts in your hand to do, do it. Even if you don't know if you can do it. Even if you say, Pastor Will, I never sang before, but just give it a try. You know where you see the power of God working? Just real in mission trips. I've seen it before. When you are out there and there's no one able to preach and they pick on you and say, you need to preach because there's nobody else to preach. I say, I never preached before. How am I going to do this? We just came from Cuba. We were 14, all of us. Six of them had never preached before. They were freaking out. I said, I cannot do this. I cannot stand in front of people. I cannot present the word of God. I'm not a preacher. And you should have seen how these individuals, day after day, preach 9 sermons in a row, and day after day, they struggle with this. They struggle understanding. They struggle standing up. They were scared to death of standing up in front of a congregation. But every evening, as I waited for them to come, they will come out of these cars. We had about 7 cars driving people to 14 different locations, and they will come out of these cars with a smile on their face, with an excitement that I never seen before, with joy, ready to tell me stories. Pastor Nelson, 5 people received Jesus Christ tonight. To tell me stories. Pastor Nelson, people are saying that these words are powerful. Pastor Nelson, this person gave me this letter. Look, he's saying that I'm changing my life because of what you share. Friends, there's no more joy than when you are activating the gifts the Lord has given you for his honor and glory to bless other people. And you know what happens? As you do it, the Lord reveals things to you and say, I didn't know I could preach. I didn't know I could learn English. I didn't know I could, and you fill in the blank. When you do that, friends, seniors especially, listen to this. As the Lord bless you with those gifts, you have to discern where to use them to bless other people. It's not about you. It's not about you becoming rich or powerful or relevant. It's not about you having huge houses and having extravagant tastes and vacations. It's about you discerning how can I bless other people with what the Lord has given me. You land there, you land in the will of God, and you land in the trusting God zone. How do you do that? Well, I suggest this. Seek mentors, life groups, or love them. Keep on attending those life groups. Open up your heart. Find in the pastors, find teachers, find adults in your life that you can be disciples of, in the sense that you can learn from them. Ask questions about your own gifts, talents, and abilities. Allow the Lord to speak life into you through them. That's crucial for your identity formation and for your discipleship formation. Keep on finding community. And someone said actually yesterday this, that's so true. He said, in the feedback you gave us, you said, I want to trust God, but I know I need to spend time with God, and I don't have time to spend with God. I'm not committed to make time to spend with God. And I appreciate the openness, whomever shared that. And I tell you, that's the struggle of many of us, of all of us human beings. But you must find ways to find that time. The time is not yours, it's God's. So you have to manage it for the glory of God. and you have to make a commitment. Lord, every day, at this time, in this place, I'm going to spend time with you. And you're going to find friends, and you're going to tell, friend, please remind me of it. Ask me, how am I doing with it? That's called accountability. It's important, it's crucial, so you can know and understand the revealed will of God. If you don't spend time with Him, knowing Him, you will not be able to understand what the Lord wants you to do. The revealed will of God, as it is in the Bible. And lastly, don't worry. Trust God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else. I underline it. Everything else. Your future. Everything else. Your struggles. Everything else. Your doubts will be taken care of. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I'm going to invite the group probably to sing one more song. Can we close it? It's 12 o'clock. We don't have time. But I want to pray for you, and I want to give you one last assignment to those of you who are not coming this afternoon, to all of you, actually. In your folders, there's paper out there. I will encourage you to do this. Write your takeaways. What is it that I learned this week? Where was I challenged? Write your goals as well. What is it that you, in the name of Jesus, want to do? Write it down. Put it in your folder. Look at it. So you, at the end of this year, as the pastor will continue with this theme, you can realize, have I grown in Christ? What's my position now? What have I learned? And how can I trust God even more? Can we do the final song? And friends, we are here to serve you. I encourage you to continue seeking the Lord daily and reach out because the Lord is good. Give it a try. He won't let you down.